Hi there from the Communications and Public Engagement team at Summit County, Utah. This is Summit in 6. Let's kick things off and get caught up. Hey everyone, welcome back for another week of news here in Summit in 6. Today we're covering all things related to property tax season. So we're going to kick things off with a reminder about the assessor's new property valuation mapping tool that can be found online. Then we'll remind listeners to look out for their property tax disclosure notices that just dropped into the mail last week. And we'll talk about some upcoming Truth in Taxation public hearings. And then finally, we're going to switch gears and wrap things up with a reminder that the Summit County Fair is back this weekend, and we have a lot of exciting details to share with you. So let's get into the news.
All right. The Assessor's Office has been working hard to create an online interactive web platform that increases accessibility to valuation information by sharing public details about Summit County properties. And last week, they officially launched their property valuation mapping tool.
The maps on the web platform provide county taxpayers with a resource to examine the equity of their 2023 tax assessment. This allows users to visualize various aspects of the county assessment, such as their market value, taxable values, the area factor rate, the quality, the year built, and the square footage. The web app even breaks down the price per square foot and also shows the percentage change from last year's property valuation.
Folks can access the interactive maps and the tutorial on how to use them at summitcounty.org/assessor.
And while we're on the topic of taxes, Summit County residents should keep an eye out for their tax disclosure notice, which was sent through the mail by the auditor's office last week.
There is a 45-day window of opportunity to review your property. As a taxpayer, you should be watching for market changes and whether your property is coded correctly and receiving any exemptions that may be available to you.
If you have any questions about your property valuation info, you can visit summitcounty.org/assessor to access the awesome web platform we just talked about. And you can also reach out to the appraiser assigned to the area your property is located in if you have any questions about valuation. Also, if you have questions about how to appeal your valuation and to apply for the Board of Equalization, you can visit summitcounty.org/BOE.
And the last tax-related topic we have today is reminding our listeners that the Truth in Taxation process is underway for 6 taxing entities in Summit County.
Before we keep going here, Isaac, can you explain to me and our listeners what Truth in Taxation is?
Yeah, of course. So whenever a taxing entity, for example, a school district, proposes a property tax revenue increase, it triggers a state-mandated Truth in Taxation process. The process is meant to encourage transparency and provide an opportunity for residents to comment on the proposal. In the end, the county council makes the final decision.
Okay, so that makes sense. So there's 6 entities in Summit County that are proposing increases?
Yep, and Park City School District, South Summit School District, Hennifer Town, Oakley City, Weber Basin Water Conservancy, and Central Utah Water Conservancy are all proposing tax increases.
So you mentioned that the public would have the opportunity to also comment on these increases?
That's right. Each entity is hosting a Truth in Taxation public hearing on their proposed increases. You can find the full schedule of the hearings, including the dates, times, and locations. This can all be found in our show notes.
Awesome. So do you have any idea how much these increases are?
Well, the 2 biggest proposed tax increases would be for the school districts. The average residential property in those districts would be paying about $250 more annually. For Oakley, the average resident would pay roughly $40 more annually. And for Hennifer, the average household would pay about $10 more each year. The Weber Basin Water Conservancy District is keeping the tax rate the same. But with property value increases, the average household would pay $40 more annually, and residents in the Central Utah Water District would pay an extra $4 annually.
Thanks so much, Isaac, for all of that explanation. I'll just reiterate that listeners should check out our show notes for information on the Truth in Taxation public hearings. If proposed increases are affecting you, this is your opportunity to voice your opinion on the matter.
Finally, the Summit County Fair is back this weekend, starting tomorrow, August 5th through August 12th. Come join us and experience this traditional small-town fair with cowboys and bucking broncos, a carnival, fair royalty, home canned goods, flowers, vegetables, and so much more. Events are held throughout Summit County, but the home base is in Colville at the Summit County Fairgrounds.
You can also participate in the Be Part of the Art event at the fair this year. On Friday, August 11th and Saturday, August 12th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. both days, you can visit the Ledges Sculpture Creative Activation Tent. That's located on the eastern wall of the Ledges Event Center building, which is at 202 Park Road in Colville. That's where sculpture artists Sasha Primo and Romeo Sosa will be available to guide your participation in a creative activity to make your mark on the new Ledges sculpture.
Also, just a friendly reminder that the Demolition Derby event is happening this Saturday, August 5th, and the PRCA Rodeo will take place Friday, August 11th, and Saturday, August 12th. To get tickets, view the rest of the fair schedule, and more, please visit summitcountyfair.org.
All right, that's all the news we have for this week. Tune in next week for more on Summit in 6.